It is Tuesday, time for Book Picks, and we welcome an independent bookseller of the week, Kira Weisner of Merit Books in Millbrook, New York. Want to correct that. We got it wrong the first time around, so we'll get it. They're in Millbrook. They're still in Millbrook. They haven't moved. They haven't magically moved anywhere. They join us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. And Kira, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's great to see you.
It's always great to see you. Thank you very much for being here and for sharing the bounty with us. Where would you like to begin?
I think I'm going to start heavy and go a little bit lighter and then go back to heavy and get lighter again. So I would like to start with a book called Women Talking by Miriam Taves. And it is out now, and there's actually going to be a special edition out for Independent Bookstore Day, which I think it's really beautiful that they've done it for this. This is a book based on a true story. In 2005 to 2009, there was a Mennonite community in Bolivia, and the women were waking up in the morning, and they had been sexually abused, and they were sometimes bruised, and clearly something was going on. And the people in the community made them think that it was demons that had been attacking them during the evening. And it turned out, of course, it was not demons, that there were actually some men in the community who were using animal tranquilizers and pumping them into the houses and really abusing many of the women. And she took this concept. She's actually raised Mennonite, but left the church when she was about 18, I think. And she gave them a narrator. She brought in the teacher from the village as a narrator. And she has all the women who have been abused in a room together talking through their situation, mm-hmm. really analyzing what their options are. And so instead of having something that like reads like a crime novel or something like that, you get just this beautiful honesty of people figuring out what they're going to do in this really awful situation. And it's beautiful. It's beautifully written.
Beautiful book. So it is?
Women Talking.
Women Talking. Excellent. What's next?
Next is a book called Lights All Night Long. It's a novel by Lydia Fitzpatrick. And this deals with a Russian boy named Ilya, and he's in Russia. So it starts out as this Russian novel. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. And it has a lot of kind of a crime, spy-ish, not spy, but crime element to it. Like things are happening, some women are getting killed. But the basic story is Ilya, and he's really, really smart, and he's trying to get a scholarship to go to America to study and be an exchange student. And so while that's happening, his brother Vladimir is having some complicated things, and he then gets arrested and put in jail for the murder of a young woman. Ilya goes to America, and he is living with a family that's fairly American, but with this daughter named Sadie. There's a little bit of a interest and love relationship there. You get to see America through the eyes of this Russian boy, and that was written exceedingly well. It really stood out both to me, actually, and my husband who read it too. We both remarked on that. And you kind of sort of get on a plane and you move the story to America, and then there's this solving of this mystery. And she seamlessly managed to merge crime and love, and it's actually a book that like an older teen could read also. It's really, it moves well. It's really touches on important issues, looks at cultures from different perspectives, and I really enjoyed it.
Lights All Night Long by Lydia Fitzpatrick.
All right, and then we're going to move to Sally Rooney's new novel. Her first novel, Conversations with Friends, was really well received, and I really enjoyed reading it. And this novel is called Normal People, and also, you know, she's very young. She's still growing as a writer, I'm sure. You know, I certainly could not do, you know, nearly as well. So you see a little bit of the youth, but I think that's what makes it feel fresh. And it almost makes it feel like, oh, my God, I remember like having that conversation with, you know, that person that time at a party or when you're beginning a relationship. And so it tells the story of Colin and Marianne, and they're in Ireland, and then they meet. It's the last year of high school that the story really starts, and it says normal people. And one of the things that I was really thinking about this morning was just that idea of, like, what's normal to you? You know, it's really not necessarily normal. Right. So Marianne has a really kind of sort of crazy home situation, and Connell also has a not so great, you know, some of his background is great, but he has a really strong, like, single mom figure who he lives with. And it takes these two people and it puts them in high school and then in college and then traveling and then thinking about, you know, what it means to be from a small town going to a big town and even class differences, But I started reading it, and it was one of those things where, you know, I kept reading it while I was, you know, moving around doing stuff in the house that I needed to do, because I really did not want to put it down. And it's a nice addition, and I'm excited for even what's going to come next already.
Excellent. Very, very cool. It's called Normal People by Sally Rooney.
All right. Then let's move to middle grade.
Okay.
This is a graphic novel. It's by a man named Jerry Craft. It's called New Kid. I was able to read the kind of galley of it ages and ages ago, and now the book in full color is here. I got lost in it this morning as I was looking over it, realized about 10 minutes had passed, and I was rereading the story. It tells the story of Jordan. He's an African-American boy who lives uptown in Manhattan, and he then starts to go to a school that's, you know, like a private school that's, you know, kind of with a campus like Riverdale or something like that. And it really looks at that thing about being the new kid in middle school, being a kid of color where there are not that many kids of color. It tells the story from Jordan's perspective, so you have his voice. You see everything that goes on in his house, everything that goes on at school. And then he also draws the same way Jerry draws. And so you then get to see him analyze some of his surroundings by putting it in a fictional form within the book. It touches on a few really kind of interesting, I'd say, microaggressions, things when, you know, perhaps you get called the same name as another person who is of color in a situation. And it opens up in a very gentle way a conversation that I think is important that we're all having about understanding who we are and what privilege means and why the world is the way it is and what we can do to help it be a more equitable place.
Excellent. And it's called New Kid. It is a beautiful book, and it's by Jerry Craft.
Right. There's a picture book that I think is really lovely and very sweet now. Also deals with some of those feelings of frustration and what people expect of you and what you expect of yourself, but it's also very funny. It's called Dandy. It's by Amy Dykman and illustrated by Charles Santoso, and it's about a lion who, along with the other, and it's the kind of the daddy lions in the community, even though I'm sure there's some women out there who mow, the daddy lions who all like to keep their, or the daddy animals who all like to keep their lawns super, super green. And his daughter, Sweetie, has fallen in love with this little dandelion in the middle of his lawn, and everybody in the neighborhood really, really wants him to get rid of it. But she loves it so much that she camps out by it, she plays with it, she has tea parties with it, and he can never get to it. And then he gets a little note from her about how much she loves him, and all the other daddy animals in the town look at it, and they're all say, okay, we get that you can't, you know, do this. But in the relief of not having to deal anything with this dandelion, he drops his shears, and the dandelion actually gets snipped. And so they all operate to put it back together and this and that. And the daughter still realizes that something's happened to her beloved dandelion. And the father then picks it up and blows and releases, so we know that all the dandelions, and then she starts to name them. And it's very, you know, she names them Charlotte, so then Charlotte 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So that's
really
kind
cute.
Of, yeah, very springy, fun feel.
Dandy is the name of that book. It is by Amy Dykman, and illustrated by Charles Santoso.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go into nonfiction now. There's a beautiful book written by a woman who happens to live in Millbrook. We are very lucky. She will be at the Literary Festival with us in May, and it's called How to Disappear, Notes on Invisibility in a Time of Transparency. And so this is a book, so it's Akiko Bush, and she explores all the different ways that things are both visible and invisible at this point. She touches on like women's place and how as we get older, you know, we kind of sort of disappear a little bit in society. She talks about that idea of being invisible and what that means to the surroundings around you. She starts to get scientific in terms of just understanding like how we cloak things and make things actually truly invisible. But there's so many ways into this book. And one of the ways for me was definitely this idea of, as a mother of two teenage girls, this idea of how public people's lives are and how they're living and how much of you create as an out there, and then the quiet and the happiness sometimes in just not having to deal, being able to be quiet, not having to put out there everything that's going on. And I think, personally, I'm definitely wrestling with, you know, what you're putting out to the public and how much time you're taking for yourself in private. And this book is a beautiful way to start thinking about it a little bit more. And other writers have have touched on some of these things, but Akiko wraps it all up. Like even there, that Carmen Maria Machado short story where the girls were disappearing slowly. There was just a lot here, and we're happy to have her in our community too.
She is fantastic. I love this book. We have a book show with her that is available,
here.
And it's just she's just amazing, and the book is so well done. How to Disappear is the name of the book. It's by Akiko Bush.
And then lighter again to start heavier and go a little bit lighter is I Miss You When I Blink. These are essays by Mary Laura Philpott. She works at Parnassus Books, so she's a fellow bookseller, but she's been writing and have been published in The Times and The Washington Post and Los Angeles Times for years. And what she's put together are some pieces that have been published before, but pulled them all together and with a lot of new material. And she's so funny. You know, she's like, when I look at her, I have two, you know, her and another friend of mine. When you look at their Instagram, like they are the people that get the captions perfect every time. She grapples in this with life changes, with having children, with changing jobs and trying to figure out who she's going to be as a grown up. You know, a lot of us don't do what we started out doing in this world, I found. And 30s, late 30s and 40s are can be very transformative. She also seamlessly flows back to her childhood. So she thinks about something that's happening with her own children and then can reverse it and think back to before. And just thinking about who the people are who could read this book, if teens could read it, if 20 people, women in their 20s could read it, and 40s and 60s and everything in between. There are all these different parts of life that you don't understand until you're in them, and then you get to reflect back on them later. You know, the beauty of reading, I think, is how you find yourself and how you get to see others. And it's a dance all the time. And so this is just a book, I Miss You When I Blink, that I love.
I Miss You When I Blink. Okay, we have about a minute and a half.
Okay. Still in that thing that we were talking about, New Kid, just talking about the world and understanding who we are and privilege and inherent bias and all these different things that are being talked about. I'll bring to your attention just two books. This one is called How Good People Fight Bias, The Person You Mean to Be. And there's another book out there called White Fragility. Just books that give you an opportunity to think more. There's a quote by Carol Dweck on the front of this that talks about the growth mindset, and Dolly Chu. Chug thinks very much that that is important, both in learning and in your development as a person, that you just know that we're a work in progress, that we can always grow and always change and always think about the world in a more interesting, better, deeper, fantastic way. How's that?
Good stuff.
Thank you, Joe.
It is The Person You Mean to Be by Dolly Chug. All right. And you have 50 seconds. How would you like to use it?
So we have coming up Independent Bookstore Day, Saturday, April 27th. We'll have things going on all day, including RX Haiku and our book club with Americana we're going to be reading. So that should be a great day to please everybody come out. And then Saturday, May 18th is the Millbrook Literary Festival. So I said, like, we have Akiko Bush and we have Danny Shapiro is going to be coming. I have Dana Chapnick, Laura Sims, Joanne Ramos are going to do a really powerhouse talk about all their debut novels. And, you know, come to Millbrook. It's a great place. Have lunch, drive around, visit the bookshop, everything else, and we'd be happy to see you.
Great stuff. Wonderful place to celebrate. It is Merritt Bookstore, and to celebrate all the great work that they do, you can go to their website, merrittbooks.com, but better yet, go visit them right in Millbrook, New York. Kira Wisener, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and thank you for the beautiful book selections and for all the great work you do.
Thank you. Thank you,
Joe. Great pleasure to have you.
You too.
Again, you can see the complete list at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.